shortened week and some other required commitments here locally to have a quorum with the City Commission. On Friday of this past week, we were unable to send a delegation in time for yesterday's meeting. So in light of what had come out with the report of the allegations that were not shared with us by the headhunter, we had probably two commissioners that felt strongly that we should move forward to have the delegation go back to Jupiter, Florida, where Mr. Bartolotta was the last worked as town manager, to go ahead and talk to his references as well as talk to other people in the community and basically reassure ourselves as members of the commission, but also the community, that we're going to sign to a contract the individual that we feel that we got to know in 45 minutes of private discussions and another 50 minutes of commission discussions. And I think it's, you know, some people think this is a big deal, but I don't really see it as much of a big deal. It's probably the most important single job we have in the city of Sarasota. So if it takes, you know, a few more days for us to finalize that and feel comfortable with it, I think it's well worth the time and the effort.
Right. Kelly, the fact that Mr. Bartolotta did not bring up these allegations that were surfaced against him 4 years ago on his own, does that concern you at all?
Yeah, me personally, it doesn't concern. And again, I'd go back to what I was telling you. We did not have, you know, I talked to some people that work in journalism and work for a local daily newspaper here in Sarasota, and they kind of joked with me last week that, you know, when they got the job writing for that newspaper, it took four interviews to get the job, and here we are hiring a guy that'll lead the city of Sarasota, and will be paid a total compensation package of close to $200,000, and we're going to take basically two interviews, both of which last less than an hour, and we're going to make a decision to hire that person. So I wonder when Mr. Bartolotta would have brought up this issue of the false allegations, and I think his concern, probably rightly so, was to talk about budgeting issues and what we're going to do in the city of Sarasota about affordable housing and redeveloping Newtown and some of the things that we've been struggling with. And I have all the empathy in the world with him. You know, it's tough to disprove a negative, and this was something that was investigated by three separate agencies, and all of them came back and said that they found no such evidence for it to be true. So, and everything that I've looked at and researched and understood now would tell me that's the case as well. So, needless to say, there's members of the community and the commission that would just like to ensure that we do the due diligence and get all the information that we need and speak in person to references, and I certainly support that, and I think Mr. Bartolotta does too.
321-321. Kelly Kirshner is the vice mayor of Sarasota. He says in retrospect, the city commission acted too quickly in hiring Bartolotta last week.
You know, this was an allegation that was made. There were three very competent agencies that looked into it. I believe it's Palm Beach Sheriff's Office, the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, and the Children and Family Services Division of State of Florida. And there is no evidence that any incident had ever happened. So then, in my mind, the question is should every candidate bring up every allegation that people have made anytime, anywhere? And, you know, I don't want to make decisions based on unsubstantiated allegations. So I want to make decisions based on facts and observation, personal observation. So.
Now, the city did pay this group, a consulting group, the Mercer Group, $20,000 to look into everything. Are you unhappy with what they did or did not uncover?
Well, I would like to hear their side of the story, why they did not report this. And in fact, you know, our HR department also did some background checking, and assuming you saw this in the paper somewhere, but the lady that did this, she talked with the assistant to the city manager in Jupiter, who was working for the current city manager, but also worked for Mr. Bartolotta and the city manager before Mr. Bartolotta there. Yeah, so she's been there a long time. She mentioned that there was this allegation. It was unsubstantiated, and apparently she used the word or the term smear campaign. That information was basically given to each commissioner by the HR lady that there was this unsubstantiated allegation made. All five commissioners were aware that. I chose not to ask more questions about that because, you know, when somebody says unsubstantiated allegation, you know, I'm really not interested in dealing with rumors and that kind of stuff. So while I wasn't in the room, I feel very confident that all the other four commissioners also heard the exact same thing I heard, because she read from a piece of paper and telling us what she heard.